on sunny Saturday Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Excuse me, Flo. Flo liked the TV show. What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
Mm, that sounds good. I'll have that.
Crossed over. That sounds good.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
So where has Jim Carrey been? I mean,
I don't know.
He hasn't done.
Well, they had that.
Dumb and Dumber
sequel, right? Did you go see it?
I did not.
Apparently, nobody did.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody saw it. Good afternoon, welcome. Gather around the front seat of the car. Actually, you could be in the back seat because a lot of these newfangled cars have speakers in the rear.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's in a lot of cars.
Right in the back, right in the middle of the back seat, I think.
No. They're in the corners usually. Is there even a car? There's not even a car anymore where the radio is just speaker in the front, is it?
It's
I don't think so.
They have them on the doors now. They have them on the doors in the front and the back.
Yeah, but it used to be you had to go to a custom place if
they
you wanted
speakers in the back.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, heck yeah.
And you had one speaker in the center of the dash.
Yep.
And that was it.
Now, remember, the Impala came out, it may have been 64.
With the rear speaker? 60,
yes, with the rear speaker in the middle of the back of the seat.
What do you call that back behind where the back window is, that platform? There's a name for that.
It's a bed. It was a bed for kids.
Yeah, we used to get up there and sleep, but there's a name for it.
I know.
Is it the back window deck?
I don't know. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, we ought to know the name of that. Otherwise, how can you, if you say, hey, just set it back up on the
back window.
Yeah, on that place that's flat under the back window behind the back of the seat.
Did you ever get some stereo speakers and kind of set them in your car?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Are you kidding? Bookshelf speakers.
Yeah.
Had a Karman Ghia, and I put a bookshelf speaker, an old Formica fake wood speaker, I'm trying to remember where I put it. Sometimes I just set it on the seat beside me.
Yeah.
Because I had a crappy radio. It didn't even work, so I bought a radio that you could put under the dash, but it had a handle, and you could slide it out and carry it around as a portable radio. I'm telling you, buddy.
Whew.
A big deal. You bet it was. So welcome. Look at all the phones. Why is everybody calling? We didn't do anything wrong yet.
Package tray. They're telling us what the...
What is it?
I don't think
it's called the package tray. Take some other calls. That doesn't sound right. Package tray. That doesn't make sense.
I've never heard of that.
And I mean to insult the caller who said package tray, but I don't think it's called the package tray. We're looking for the name of that place behind the back seat, below the back window, that flat space where you can, you know.
Someone else just called and said it's called the package shelf.
Well, we're getting close. We got the package part. The package shelf. But you can't put anything back there anymore, because if you do, you muffle the speakers. And you don't want to do that. So it is the 24th day of August.
Then I just got the parcel shelf.
You stepped on top of my big line.
Oh, yes.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah.
And this is where you say, No, that's the 3rd of June.
June the 3rd.
And Dan ruined it. We can't do it now.
No.
Now we got to wait till tomorrow to do it.
No.
So what'd they say? It's a what?
Someone else just called parcel shelf. So
okay, well,
I'd
it's either parcel. Why is it called that? No, well, who put packages back there?
I don't know.
Nobody.
No.
Yeah, except at Christmas.
You can get pulled over, right?
Obstruction?
No.
I don't think so.
You don't have to have any rear window.
Really?
You can completely black out the back window of any car or truck. The law says you don't have to have a back glass.
It's not safe, though, because it may not be safe,
but you don't have to. And how about that? You have to have a front plate, but you don't have to have any back window.
So your rear view mirror is essentially useless.
Your side mirrors are the only, you use the side mirrors, but the rear view mirror is useless unless you want to tilt it down and watch somebody in the back seat.
And remember, a lot of the older cars only had the one side mirror over on the driver's side, and that was it.
Oh, and then when the right mirror came out.
Yeah. Oh, that was big.
Here on autotrader.com, they have a glossary of automotive terms. Package shelf is the ledge between the rear seat and the backlight.
Well, I apologize to that person that said that.
Oh, that's another name for the rear windshield.
What?
Backlight.
Backlight?
It's not a light, it's a window.
The name is misleading because it's a bad idea to put anything on the package shelf. However, it contains the sound system's rear speakers and on some vehicles, the CHMSL, or center brake light.
And there's always a however in life.
Yeah, but it's hard to obscure the center brake light because it's up against the window. You can't put anything between the brake light and the window in the back.
No.
It's flush with the window.
No, it just says it often contains the... sometimes it's also called the package tray. So that
there you go. But it is true. This I do know. By law, if you want to go to a tinting company and say, I want my back window completely blacked out, you can do that. I've seen trucks that have the back window painted over, like a Confederate flag in the South or whatever. It's fine. You can do that.
And isn't, by law in Missouri, the front window, like the driver's side and the passenger side?
35%. I'm breaking that law, by the way.
What?
That's a secret. That's a secret.
Don't tell anyone.
Well, we have this thing called the Burke segment, and it goes a little something like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Oh. Wow. Oh, this is going to be good.
Daniel.
Seniority would be Dan Strauss. He was actually here part of the show a year before you were.
Yes.
More than that, because he was here before we came to the station. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, Frank. Interesting past couple of days, I guess, with just people in general. Went to the zoo on Thursday with
people this past weekend.
Yes.
Were nuts.
I know.
And you and I had a little talk. Tell them your story.
So, Thursday, we went to the zoo. I went there with my girlfriend. Her son was in town with his girlfriend. They were in town from Texas.
All my exes live in Texas.
I know. That's what I hear. So we went to the zoo, and we're standing there. We went into the north entrance, which is that building. I'm not exactly
Living
sure.
Living World?
What is it?
The Living World entrance?
Yes. Yeah, the Living
With
World
the giant
entrance.
Squid and
yeah, that's
shark.
It. Yeah. So we're standing there very close to where they do some face painting and stuff. There's two girls that do face painting, and they're just sitting there. And they
Didn't ask them to paint your face black.
No.
Because that's not.
No, I don't think they'll do that.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
society does not go for that. Make me look like Al Jolson.
I don't think that's an option on the menu. Yeah.
I didn't do that. So we were standing there, and I had my phone out, and we were looking through some pictures. And I said, now look at this picture, and look at this picture. And we were kind of looking through some pictures. And the girl that was standing there doing face painting with the other girl, she's got her phone, and she goes, oh, look at this picture, and then look at this picture, almost doing the same thing that I'm doing.
Mimicking you.
Yeah, but it wasn't. She was actually showing this girl pictures.
Okay.
So I stopped, and I turned, and I said, oh, you're showing pictures, too. And she goes, what? Like that. I said, you're showing pictures. What do you mean by that? I'm like,
I'm with her.
I said that I was showing pictures, and you were showing pictures.
By the way, this is not uncommon. I see people with their phones looking at pictures all the time.
I know.
Were you both looking at the same?
No, we weren't looking at the same pictures. I just said, oh, you're looking at pictures, and I said I was showing pictures.
Just making an observation.
Let me stop you. First of all, I would never. This is not a criticism. I would never say to somebody else, oh, you're looking at pictures, too. I just wouldn't think to say that. There's nothing wrong with it.
But no, it's just an observation.
You're just trying to make a
conversation.
We were just both standing there, and we weren't that far apart, and we were almost saying the same time, now check this picture out and check this picture out. And I said, oh, you were just looking at pictures. And then she's like, what? And then I said, I was looking at pictures, and we were almost saying the same thing. And she goes, what does that mean? What do you mean by that?
I'm with her. If I were her, I'd call the police on you.
And I said, I don't mean anything by it. And then she holds her hand up, like, stop.
Can I just give you some advice?
Yeah.
Right then, you should have said, I don't mean anything by it, you dumb bitch.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
Believe me.
I know how to handle people.
Believe me.
Yes, that, you are.
that was in my mind.
I'm kidding, of course. You don't say that.
That was in my mind, but didn't work its way to my mouth, thank goodness.
So then what happened?
And I said, holy crap. I said, I didn't mean anything by it. I just thought it was ironic that we were both saying the same type of thing. I said, I don't even know why I'm explaining this. And then the other girl goes to the girl. She goes, man, why are you so jumpy about this? And why are you going crazy
to you?
No,
to her friend. Yeah.
And I just said, I just walked away and said, forget it. I said, show whatever pictures you want. I'll show whatever pictures I want. I was just making conversation. Screw it. And I walked away. So then Saturday night, we were at a restaurant.
Don't tell me the same people are there.
No, it wasn't the same people. Saturday night, we're at a restaurant, and this particular restaurant was packed, and they had a waiting list. But if there are seats at the bar, you can just walk in and sit down at the bar.
Right.
So there's a little pathway to go through to get to the bar. So we're kind of turned sideways, and we're going through. And this girl backs up and elbows me in the stomach. And then I walk through, and then she looks at me and she goes, well, excuse you, like that. And I'm like, excuse me? I said, I was making my way through, and you backed up and hit me in the stomach. I said, do you think that I actually wanted to touch you? I said, no, I didn't do anything on purpose.
But again, what you should have said was, do you think that I would actually want to touch you, you ugly bitch?
Yeah. I know. That was in my mind.
I wouldn't touch you with somebody else's 10-foot pole.
But didn't make it to my mouth. And then she sat there and she shook her head no. And she wouldn't say anything more. And I said, do you actually think that I was walking through and deliberately touched you or deliberately did anything to you? And she looks at me and she goes, no. And I said, then excuse me and excuse you. And I walked away. I was like, I was so mad.
I told her. Ah. Again, if I were her, I'd call the police on you.
Well,
I'm with her on her side. I think you probably touched on purpose.
I probably did. I think I did and didn't even know it.
Do you have any more?
Went and saw The Gift. Over the weekend, well, too.
How do I know that?
What?
The movie.
Yeah,
the
Gift. What is that?
Tell me what that's about. I've heard of it.
Jason Bateman's in it. He moves in to a new house with his wife.
Is he British?
No.
Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman was in Up in the Air.
Piano's
I got
oh, I gotcha.
Oh, it's for you, Master Bateman.
Oh, gotcha. So they move
the
in.
The telly is ringing. Oh, it's for you, Master Bateman. So go ahead.
Jason Bateman and his wife move into this house, and this guy Gordo ends up coming over. Or they see each other. He sees them. He sees Jason Bateman in the store, and says they went to school together and grew up together. Turns out that Jason Bateman and Gordo have a history back from school,
like tense.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because Jason Bateman normally does comedies, but this is far from a comedy, right?
Oh, yes, far from a comedy. Good movie.
I like this. Sounds good.
It's a really good movie.
I want to see Straight Outta Compton. I can't believe I want to see it, but I do.
Yeah.
I want to see if all the positive hype is just because somebody's afraid to say something negative about a rap movie, or if it's really that good. I got a feeling it's probably pretty good.
I think it's really good too.
What is The Gift, by the way? Why is it called The Gift? Will that give too much away?
Because this Gordo ends up giving them a gift, and then he ends up giving them another gift, and then another gift.
It's one of those crazy neighbor dudes.
Yeah, and then things just kind of, and there's some twists and turns. There are a few things in the movie that you see coming a mile away.
Did you ever see that movie where Samuel L. Jackson is a neighbor and he's a cop? I can't think of the name of it. It is a great movie, and boy, does he do a good job of being that crazy cop that happens to be your neighbor.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know the name of it. Okay, The Gift.
Colin knows. Hold on, Colin. What is it?
It's Lakeview Terrace.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, how did you know that?
He's showbiz boy.
You described the movie.
Because he knows everything.
I mean, he's
showbiz
boy.
Did you look it up? Tell the truth. Did you look it up?
No, that's the name of the movie.
This is his passion.
Colin,
he's showbiz
boy. You didn't jump
online
and look it up.
No, I promise I did not
did
look
you
that
see,
up.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was really interesting. He was so creepy in that movie. And then the last scene, I really liked the final scene with all the smoke and everything.
And I don't remember the final. I just remember he played a great, crazy cop.
Yeah.
Hey, Colin, you saw The Gift, correct?
No, not the Jason Bateman one. I didn't get to see that.
Oh, okay.
Did you see it?
I did see it. And there were a couple of things that you could see coming a mile away. But all in all, a really, really good, suspenseful,
tense movie. Oh, I know the scene you're talking
about,
where he looks up and there's a train about a mile away.
Yeah.
That's coming toward
him. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Colin.
You can leave. You don't want to be a part of this anymore.
It's so hard to explain anything on the show.
Yes, it is. We make sure of that. Anything else?
That's it.
And now we turn to Peon. Peon, it's over
here. Do you want to?
Let's take a break. We'll take a break. We come. What, Dan?
Oh, I have one more.
Go ahead.
One more little thing. And you weren't here on Friday, but I put a video
to be
up
here,
on my.
But they won't let me.
On my Facebook page. Well, you were on a. They put you on assignment all the time.
Yeah.
While we were at the zoo,
but not everybody can go to your Facebook page. They have to be have a Facebook page.
No, I think
You can go.
I think you can go see this if you are.
What is your Facebook page?
To Dan Strauss.
Okay, what does that mean? Do we go facebook.com/Dan Strauss?
No. I don't know.
I mean, how do I?
I don't know how you do that. I can put it on our Facebook page if you want.
Okay, but you're telling people to go to your Facebook page, and people like me don't know how to do that.
Okay.
So how do I go to your Facebook page?
I'm not sure. If you don't have Facebook, I don't know.
Just yeah. How about you put it on our Facebook page?
I'll put it on our Facebook page. But I while we were there, we were watching these big turtles, and this one turtle went and tried several times, and then ended up scoring, if you know what I mean.
I've never seen turtles do it.
Oh, saw it live on
Thursday.
How do
you get under her shell?
Oh, well.
I think their things are really long, right? Aren't they?
Yeah.
They're almost like a probe where it's a...
Really?
Yeah.
Like something refueling in midair?
Yes. A refueling plane, exactly.
Refueling airplane?
He's on the back and kind of, it looks like he's going to teeter off, but all of a sudden his head's sticking way out and he's going...
Is that the sound turtles make?
Yep.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
While they're doing it, at least.
Yeah, while they're doing it.
I don't think they make that sound all the time.
No, they don't.
Seriously, do they make a sound?
Yes.
Yes.
Turtles?
I've heard
yes.
it before, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Never. I've never in my life seen two cats do it. Now, cats are everywhere. Never seen cats do it.
Not in person. I've seen it, on...
I've heard
I've never seen birds do it. You know that song, Birds Do It, Bees Do It? I've never seen birds doing it. Have you? Do they do it in flight?
Even educated.
I think some can do it
ground?
In flight.
Never have seen it. As many birds as there are, I've never seen two birds
right.
doing it.
Yeah, you'd think if they were doing it in flight, they'd fall out of the sky during that time.
Dogs all the time, everywhere. Horses, I've seen horses do it. I've seen cows do it. I've never seen pigs. Never seen pigs do it.
And pigs are supposed to have a little squiggly
corkscrew.
Thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Like a, corkscrew.
Corkscrew, yeah. Porkscrew.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, and hang on, this is so exciting. Peon will have his Burke segment contribution. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. That's the way they do it in professional broadcasting. That sponsor would be one that has been with us now for, I'm guessing, but I'm close, 16 years. We've been here 18. I'm going to say 16. Mark and Jason have probably been here 16 of those 18 years. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. They're nice guys, although you would probably be happy if you found a financial advisor and you liked the way he or they thought, and they worked hard for you, and they weren't very nice. You know what I mean? Like, I have had people that I've gone to in years past, and I didn't particularly like them. They weren't very nice, but they knew what they were doing. Let's say, for example, somebody that comes to the house to work on your garage door. He's not very nice. He's just not friendly. He's not the nice, but he really knows what he's doing. Well, here you get a bonus, because they're really very nice guys, and they're easy to talk to. What I like is they can talk to somebody like me who knows nothing about money. If I really knew about money, I wouldn't be sitting here working right now. I'd quit a few years ago. I don't know anything about money. I don't come from money. My parents never used the word invest. They didn't know what the stock market was. never had a penny in it, never got any financial advice because they never had any money to get advice on. You don't need advice on what to do with money when you don't have any money. So, I don't know anything about it. I need to go to somebody that I can trust and that I can, that I know will speak a language I can understand. I remember years ago, first of all, let me state that I've always been that person who never had a problem saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never had a problem saying, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Some people won't do that. They're afraid they look stupid. And I remember sitting many, many years ago with a financial advisor. This is a long time ago. And he said something about mutual funds. And I said, what is a mutual? I don't even know what that is. And he told me what it was. And after he told me, I thought, okay, and the way he explained it was this. He said, let's just take a basket. And in that basket, you put some General Motors stock. You put some Xerox stock. You put some Boeing stock. And you just put some stock. And in that, all of the stocks in that, that's your mutual fund. It's a group of stocks. And instead of having money, and I thought, okay, I can actually understand that. And different mutual funds are different groups of stocks. And I'll never forget that. But had I not said, I have no idea what you're talking about, I would have just gone on, I guess, listening to him, having no clue what he was talking about. If you meet with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, here's the great thing. You can know a lot about investing, and they'll keep up with you. You can know nothing about investing, and they will still make it so that you can keep up with them. They'll know exactly how they need to explain certain things to you. All you really need to know is what your risk tolerance level is, and they'll help you determine that. Sometimes it has to do with how much you have. If you have a lot of money, you can afford to take some risk. If you have a solid, secure future, let's say you're not in radio, and you know that you're in a business or an occupation that's just going to go up and up and up. For example, healthcare. Anybody that supplies stuff to all the people who are getting old and need walkers and stuff, yeah, that's a pretty good business. Pharmaceutical business. So you can kind of get a pretty clear picture of what's ahead for you in your line of work. And there are going to be all kinds of other questions they want to ask you. And from that, they will help you decide. They'll tell you what they would do with that money, that $25,000 or more that you have. And then you have to just decide if what they say makes sense to you. So let's do this. You make an appointment with Mark and Jason. It won't cost you anything to have an appointment with them. If you don't like it, don't go back. Don't meet them again. If you do like it, maybe they'll become your new financial advisor. Stiefel Nicholas for a long, long time. They know what they're doing. They're great guys. They're easy to talk to. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. The website is markandjason.com. Please don't go away because coming up, Peon's contribution to the Burke segment on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're on what used to be eastbound 70, westbound 44, just after Cole, you've got a crash that's blocking the left lane, and that has traffic backed up to the McKinley Bridge. We do have slow traffic already on southbound 270 from Manchester down through Marshall Road, and it looks like on westbound 40, things are getting heavy now from Hampton through McCausland. And this traffic report brought to you by WyndhamRewards.com. The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. No trucks, just Wyndham Rewards magic. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
SEC East Championship. Follow the 2015 Tigers football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Hi, I'm Forrester Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Forreston is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. 2.5 centuries ago, French pioneers used the French word for flourishing to name our valley Florissant. In 1786, the Spanish governor named our village St. Ferdinand, which was used until June 26, 1939, when we went back to our French name Florissant. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Now, September 30th, enjoy street jazz at Handel's. The food trucks will be back at the Knights Grounds on October 9th as part of the Fall Festival weekend, which also includes a 5K run this year. Also, our patriotic veterans will remember 9/11 at VFW Post 4105. Visit FlorisMo.com for details on Florissant, the beautiful city. And we'll see you at the celebrations.
If you snooze, you lose. In today's fast-paced world, if you're too tired to focus and stay sharp, you fall behind. That's why people everywhere are scrambling to get their hands on Prilogen, the new breakthrough that gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win in life. To satisfy demand, free trials are now being given away to anyone who calls the following toll-free number in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-7132. Prilogen is powered by clinically proven ingredients to enhance your ability to focus, improve your concentration, boost your physical energy, improve your mood, and even help you stay alert when you didn't get enough sleep. And Prilogen is healthy, natural, and made in the USA. In today's fast-paced world, if you snooze, you lose. Prilogen gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win. And right now, they're giving away free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry. Call now for details. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132. 1-800-400-7132.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Good afternoon. Nick Scalfano here from Furniture Marketplace USA. My family and I invite you to our four-year-old furniture store in Fenton. We are all about selling affordable USA-made furniture. In fact, over 95% of our showroom is American-made. You'll find USA brands like Serta, Broyhill, Von Bassett, also Solidwoods, Amish Built, and some Missouri-made furniture that's some of the best I've seen in my 40 years in this business. Good quality, USA-made, that's affordable, that's us. Furniture Marketplace, online at yourfurnituremarketplace.com.
More and more people are setting up prearranged funerals. I'm Kim Cutis for Cutis Funeral Home. The advantages of a Cutis prearranged funeral are many. Not only does it take that burden off your family, but it assures every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis prearrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is frozen, and there are never additional costs or fees. Talk to me personally, Kim Cutis, or any of our professionals. There is never an obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
You don't know. All right, part two of the Burke segment. This is Monday, so Jose Hernandez will join us in a little over half an hour. We have a technical question. I got a gripe. I'm telling you, I love Apple, but I'm going to tell you, it happened again. I did a software update. I lost half my music. I hate that. They make you update the software, and it always screws something up. Now I got to go back and get on the computer and put my music back in there. All right, I feel better now. Jose can address that later.
Oh, I have a traffic bulletin from Tim Weiland. He just sent me a text.
I heard Dan's. Well, where's Dan? Yes, not any.
I'm in the traffic center, Frank.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoosh down there.
Let's go live. He got in the travel tube, and he was whisked or sucked down into the KTRS traffic center. He should be standing by live. Let me see if we can make contact. Dan, can you hear me?
I can, Frank. I can hear you.
Dan, take it away.
There is an accident. Southbound 270 between Big Bend and Marshall Road. The left lane right there. 270 southbound between Big Bend and Marshall Road.
Why is that worth interrupting accidents. The show for? Is it that big an accident?
No, but it's the start of rush hour, so southbound 270 is always a mess during rush hour. So
it's better be a big traffic tie-up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, get back up
here.
All right, back in the travel tube on the way back up.
I'm back.
From the KTRS. The thing is so fast.
Yeah.
Boy. So fast.
Yeah.
It's a human-sized version of those things at the bank where you pull up and you
get
the tube in. You step in it, and next thing you know, it opens, and you're in the traffic center or the weather center. Now, with part two of the Burke segment, I hand it over to Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very disappointed today. I'm sure you guys have noticed.
You look disappointed. I walked in. I said, boy, he looks disappointed.
Yes. Yesterday was supposed to be a big day.
What was a big day?
There was...
Archie was napping and you and Angela were supposed to...
No. No,
Angela was napping and you and Angela?
Archie and Angela were napping.
Angela's pretending to nap.
Those two are napping and I had free time to myself.
Let me stop and warn guys something or think about getting married. Women fake sleeping, okay? They'll act like they're asleep.
Oh.
And they're not really asleep.
And then, too, she's armed with all kinds of information because she's a reader. She likes studying everything.
Well, my wife does.
So she says they tell mothers when their babies are born, every chance the baby sleep, every chance you have when the baby sleeps, you're supposed to nap. Because she it takes that. A lot out of it. Exactly. So how do you argue with that?
Because they know that when the baby's napping, you're going to want to get something going.
Exactly.
So they make that up.
No,
it's all made up.
To nap when he naps.
Yeah. I read it on WebMD.
I'm kidding.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. I'm sapped of energy because I'm feeding our child from my bosoms.
Yeah.
Yesterday was supposed to be a big day. We headed to Forest Park right on time. It was the Go Topless St. Louis event.
Oh!
Supposed to take place from noon to 3. There was going to be a march starting at the Muni, headed over to the Dwight Davis tennis courts. They had this all routed
out. Dwight Davis, double D. That's perfect.
Yeah. these organizers, I was following all the information on the Facebook page. And we show up. There's nobody there.
Really?
And we stayed at Forest Park for a few hours. So either the organization fell through, nobody showed up. I saw there were other great setups all across the country because yesterday was Go Topless Day across countrywide.
Once again, St. Louis backward.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Behind everybody else.
Yeah.
Angela missed an opportunity. She could have started the movement right there.
I know.
She could have ripped her top off of people and said, hey, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. She refused to be the only one to. But somebody has to start. Yeah. But I saw some other great rallies all across the country because women are trying, they picked the closest Sunday, I think, to Women Equality Day, and that was yesterday. And they're working towards equality for women to be, because I've seen some, I'm probably one of them, some gross men that walk around topless outside with bigger boobs than
I've
most
women.
I've
seen you on vacation. You are one of them.
Yes, I am. And if we have that right, why shouldn't women have that right? It just doesn't make any sense.
Not
it's
only
backward.
That, Peon, I remember, and you guys probably do too, it was maybe a year ago. We read that article, and it was a legitimate article from a medical journal, how women, by wearing bras, actually are causing their breasts to be dependent, and they lose
sag even
they
more.
Lose muscle
right.
and the ability for them to stand up on their own because they're so dependent on a bra.
They just become lazy because the
lazy
bra
breasts.
Holds them up
the
all day.
It's LBS, lazy breast syndrome.
They're doing the girls harm.
And then when you take the bra off, they don't know what they don't
why
know.
Why are
to,
my boobs sagging? So
because
much?
They never were trained to hold themselves up. You're actually causing them to sag. Where if early on the breasts know, well, I guess I'm just going to have to hold myself up.
Right.
Nobody's here to help me. Then they do.
And by going topless, that would help it.
It would help it a lot. Just, but go ahead. Make them weak and saggy.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, Archie and I were very disappointed. He had on his Boob Man shirt.
Oh, I saw that on Facebook. I love that shirt.
We were all prepared to march with the women, but nobody was there.
If she had carried him the right way and gone topless, it looked like she had three boobs. Put a bald head in the middle.
So it was a disappointing Sunday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Next thing I have, the pastor of the Duggar family church. He's being to blame for something this, that Josh Duggar has got in trouble with Ashley Madison and everything. And
we might have to explain this. There might be somebody not know. Josh Duggar, the Duggars are the people with 19 kids. He's one of the kids. And it's already been proven he's a child molester, an embarrassment to this very religious family. And now it's come out that he got on the cheating site, Ashley Madison, and he's been having affairs.
He had a couple accounts, yeah.
So now he's embarrassed even more.
Normally, a pastor with a church like that that has a family that I probably not agree with a lot of his viewpoints, but this viewpoint, I'm in total agreement with.
Well, let's hear it.
His name is, let's see here, Floyd. Ronnie Floyd of the President.
The Reverend Ronnie Floyd. Pastor
President
Floyd.
Of the Southern Baptist Convention and senior pastor of Cross Church in Springdale, Arkansas.
Well, that's some pretty good credentials. President of the Southern Baptist Convention.
And he told everybody, and this could have helped Josh. He says to his congregation, we're in a sexual epidemic of unprecedented proportions in this country. Nothing is secret now, nor will it ever be. And then the pastor urged married couples to engage in sexual conduct to keep their spouses from falling victim to the attack of the enemy.
Wow. I like this guy.
So, in other words, if you are so satiated as a husband, you know, you're taken care of, all your, you wouldn't go looking for
when you
Ashley,
wear your man out.
He wouldn't even have the energy to go make an account at Ashley Madison.
If you do your wifely duties, and then somebody, some hot woman said, hey, big boy, he'd stop it right there and go, no, thanks, I'm too tired.
Exhausted.
No, thank you, I have nothing left.
He said, that enemy is going to take your spouse away from you. Both men and women have their sexual needs met by someone, somewhere, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not your wife, it will be somebody else. So just a little word of warning out
Listen
there
up,
to the women. And then the last thing I have, I saw this. This website, Jezebel.com, I don't know what all they report on, but lately they've been having servers and waiters and waitresses give their horror stories.
Yeah.
And so some of these are funny to read because we
like
have...
Like if they served a whore came in and was hungry?
No, like horror.
Oh, horror.
Like terrible...
Okay.
Terrible experiences they've had with... And nowadays with all these... different vegan and gluten-free. And by the way, did we talk about this on Friday? I don't know. We mentioned it off the air.
Don't ask me. I wasn't here.
The people that did the study that found out about gluten sensitivity, the people
they
claimed
think they're
that,
sensitive.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And they Joke. So the same people that did the study that found that there might may be some sensitivity, they redid a study with people, and they gave them a high gluten diet, a low gluten diet, and just a placebo diet.
Right.
And a lot of the people, no matter what the diet was, were complaining of difficulties. So
it's in their head.
It's all in their head, exactly. Up to 18% of people now buy gluten-free food.
You know what I do?
Don't.
I've done a couple of times. My wife hates this. I've done this. We go out to eat, and I ask the waitress or waiter, I go, can I have extra gluten? I do. I said, I want extra gluten.
Oh, they probably love somebody like you because... So listen to this.
I actually do want extra gluten.
This server is talking about they work at a Chinese restaurant, and this couple comes in with two kids, and they sit down, and they're already just in not a very pleasant mood to begin with. So she says, can I get you guys something to drink? And the wife goes, yes, a bottle of water and four glasses.
And then he goes, oh, coming right up, ma'am, still or sparkling? She goes, if I wanted still water, I would have ordered tap water. So it's already off to a good start. And then she proceeds to tell the server, my husband and I are vegan. My daughter is vegetarian, and both of them are allergic to gluten, lactose, shellfish, soya, onions, peppers, and GM foods.
GM foods?
What does that mean?
Genetically modified. And so this server has degrees in genetics and biochemistry, and he knows that it's impossible to be allergic to genetically modified foods. So he hands them a couple different menus they have that show all the allergens and things like that. And so it essentially leads to them ordering something. Well, one of the kids has a shellfish thing, and they order something for the kid that has shrimp paste in it.
Oh.
And the server goes, I'm sorry, you can't have that. It has shrimp paste in the sauce. And seeing as you're allergic to shellfish, and the mom goes, oh, he'll be fine. He's only allergic to whole shellfish.
Oh, my goodness. What?
So the next time you tip your server poorly after maybe they have it a bad day, just maybe this is the kind of customer they had before. I couldn't, in this day and age, with all these allergy issues.
If I had a restaurant, I'd ask those people to leave. I'd go, you know what, don't you just all think, just leave the restaurant. We'll be fine without this family eating here.
And then they call the news and raise awareness.
Everybody's crazy. Anything else?
No, that was
close the Burke segment. Segment is officially closed. I ran into a crazy nut Sunday. Let's see, Saturday. It was Saturday morning. I'll tell you that story. This guy was crazy. And unfortunately, you can't say a lot to people anymore, and you can't punch them in the face because you'll get sued. And I'd like to go back to the 50s where if somebody was just really out of line, you just deck them and go, don't ever do that again. And they go, I'm sorry, and they walk off spitting out teeth and bleeding. But you can't do that anymore. So I'll tell you that story. And it wasn't an altercation like that, but I sort of wanted it to be. I wanted this guy to actually take a swing at me or something. But he didn't. It was just a weird nut, and there are plenty of those. Ballast Dental Care. We'll get our business taken care of. Jose will come in, and we'll have a little time to chat. Ballast Dental Care is where I go to the dentist. I've gone for 42 years. It is 42 years and May, June, July, 4 months. And they're in a medical brick-looking sort of nondescript building. And from the building, you'd go, well, this looks just like a lot of other, like, buildings where you walk in, and on the first floor is Dr. This, and then Dr. That's down the hall, and another guy's down, and the second floor, these doc. But when you get in to the Ballast Dental Care, when you walk in that door that says Ballast Dental Care, the second you walk up to that desk, where I might add there's no frosted glass. I hate the frosted glass thing. We've talked about this before. Where they slide it open just enough. Yes. Here, fill this out. And they kind of slip it to you like, we don't want you to see too much of what's going on behind the frosted glass. No frosted glass. It's an entire large area with 5 or 6 people in there, and you can see everything they're doing. They want to see you. They want to meet you. It's as inviting and friendly as it can be. And then it gets better when they come out and call your name and you leave the waiting room and go in and sit down in that chair. I know you're still scared at this point. You're thinking, oh my goodness, this is another trip to the dentist. This is going to be horrible. And in a very short period of time, you realize this is not as horrible as it usually is and as I'm used to it being other places. And that's the point where you're going to realize this is where I want to go to the dentist for the rest of my life. And that's what happened to me 42 years ago. And I can't sit here and tell you that this dentist is horrible and that dentist is pretty good. I haven't been to those dentists. But I can tell from the emails that I get from people when they consistently say, my goodness, I wish I'd found this place 10 years ago. I will never go back where I went before. There's still a lot of places out there that people are scared. They're scared to go to. They dread their appointments. They get anxiety, get stomach ache. They push the appointment back because they dread it so much. Never happen again. Make one appointment with Ballast Dental Care, I'm telling you, and you'll actually look forward to the next. They're terrific, and they don't care how bad your teeth, what kind of shape, how long you've waited. They're not going to embarrass you. They get it, but you need to get something. and that's this. The longer you keep putting this on, you hear all these commercials about false teeth all the time. I hear them all the time. Television, radio, false teeth. You want to be one of those people? You want to have false teeth? Get in there and get your teeth taken care of and your gums. And get back and get them healthy. They'll help you do that. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Ballast